Did Arizona's best-known politician, Republican U.S. Senate candidate Kari Lake, just change her mind on Arizona's abortion ban? Again, a lot of her critics are saying so. So back when she was running for governor in 2022, she called Arizona's 1864 law that makes it illegal to perform an abortion unless it saves the life of a mother. She called that back then a great law. Then when our state Supreme Court ruled that the 1864 law would need to become the law again, Kari Lake put out a social media video that said this.
This total ban on abortion that the Arizona Supreme Court just ruled on is out of line with where the people of this state are. I agree with President Trump. This is such a personal and private issue. I chose life, but I'm not every woman. I want to make sure that every woman who finds herself pregnant has more choices. So that
all right, now fast forward to now, when in an interview she did with an Idaho media outlet, Kari Lake seems to express disappointment that Arizona's 1864 law banning nearly all abortions is not being enforced, something that Democratic Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays says she won't do. In a video interview with the Idaho Dispatch, it sounds to a lot of people like Lake's backtracking on comments she made earlier this month when she said the resurrected law went too far. Here's what she said to the Idaho Dispatch in response to criticism from the anti-abortion group Idaho Chooses Life.
Our first priority is to save as many babies as possible. And this law passed. The Arizona Supreme Court said this is the law of Arizona. But unfortunately, the people running our state have said we're not going to enforce it. So it's really political theater.
You know, a lot of Republicans I know, some of whom are very pro-life, are uncomfortable with the fact that the GOP candidates have been put in the position of having to deal with what, in my opinion, is the most emotional political issue out there. I don't think it's a far stretch to say that. I really don't. So, you know, as a Republican, do you back the 1864 law when not putting a more moderate law on the books could turn off a lot of moderate Republicans? Of course, there's a Democrat-backed voter initiative that would create a state constitutional amendment assuring abortion rights up to the point of fetus viability. Do you now run your own voter initiative or a referendum, which is the legislature putting it in front of the voters? That's more moderate than the 1864 law, but doesn't go as far as the Democrat voted, the Democrat backed voter initiative. It's a very confusing place for a lot of Republican candidates to be. But a lot of Republicans are telling me behind the scenes, Kari Lake is not really walking that line very well. And they think it's going to really hurt her in the fall. That is, of course, if she wins the nomination from the Republican Party in the late July primary that's coming to Arizona and actually ends up taking on Representative Ruben Gallego as he runs as the Democrat, which is assumed at this point because he doesn't have anybody really opposing him at all. Weird times for a lot of Republicans to be in.